The 10th out of 12 live weekly programs of this Young Artist Spotlight season, and we refer you to kvpr.org for photos taken here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, and to the website for an archive of the season's broadcasts. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and from the Bonner Family Foundation. Today, we have a program in three acts. The Youth Philharmonic Orchestras of Fresno Wind Quintet, the Youth Philharmonic Orchestras of Fresno Brass Quartet, and the Ravel Sonata for Violin and Piano, including its attention-getting second movement, the Blues. And with that, right now, Aaron Schofield, violin from Fresno State, and also the Youth Orchestras of Fresno coach for violin, and the program's lead teacher, accompanied by a familiar name here at FM 89, Mr. Hatem Nadim, the Ravel Sonata. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounded like Ravel to me. You are listening live to Young Artists Spotlight from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio of FM 89. And now we'll have a chance to chat just a bit with Aaron Schofield, violin. First of all, Aaron, I should say, for the benefit of yourself and also for our listeners, that you're professor of violin and viola from the Department of Music at California State University, Fresno. Limor Torin Immerman was looking on quite approvingly as she was turning the pages for your accompanist, Hatem Nadim. How long have you been performing this or practicing on it?
It's been about 6 months.
Have you performed it before today, or will you be performing it somewhere else?
I will be performing it for my senior recital on April 25th.
That was my guess. I think I was right. April 25th. And you're all invited, is that
you're
right?
You're all invited. Yes, 6 o'clock.
Quickly, Erin, your background at Fresno State and with the violin.
I'm a transfer student. I took some time off to play and came to Fresno State 2 years ago, and I'll be graduating this year and going on to my graduate degree at Fresno State as well.
Oh, excellent. And to help me, your local announcer, in transitioning to our next group, which include members of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno, you have a role there too?
I do. I'm there every Sunday. I play with the elementary orchestra, YCO, and the middle school orchestra. I help coach them during the rehearsals, and I also work with the Accent on Access program at Edison Bethune Elementary, also run by the Youth Orchestras of Fresno.
And you sound out of breath.
I'm pretty out of breath, yes.
I had warned listeners about that second movement, but I'm guessing the third movement was the challenge.
A little bit more of a challenge, yeah.
Did you select the music yourself, or did your instructor select it for you?
It was a joint decision, I think.
And for the benefit of all of us, I can say a good one. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Aaron Schofield. And she had quite an audience here, as we have members of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno in the studio. We have the Gigabyte Woodwind Quintet, the ladies and the gentlemen of, and later we will be hearing from, strangely enough, the Gigabyte Brass Quartet. First, briefly, if I can have you each introduce yourselves, and we begin. You've been here before, right?
Yeah, I'm Henry Wolf.
Henry Wolf, flute, and from what school?
From Sierra Charter School.
From Sierra Charter School. And then if you can just speak up a little bit, this is a long reach with a microphone.
Alana Stevenson, I play oboe, and I go to Clovis High School.
Andrew Young, I play horn, and I'm a senior at Bullard High School.
And Mr. Bassoon.
Isaac Ibarre, I play bassoon at Central West High School.
And?
Noelle Tatunjin, I play clarinet at Clovis High School.
And we are going to hear the first movement of the Wind Quintet No. 2 in D minor of Giuseppe Cambini, if I have my notes correct. And take it away, if you will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, indeed, Fresno in the Valley can be proud of its youth orchestras of Fresno, as we have just heard from the Gigabyte Woodwind Quintet. And for the benefit of, shall I say, viewers, is anyone listening now remembering the old game musical chairs? That's what we're doing now, as most of the members of the quintet now are making their way for the quartet. Again, thanks to the quintet, Andrew, Henry, Noel, Alana, and Isaac. And what you just heard was the first movement of the Wind Quintet No. 2 in D minor. Now, we hear a couple of brief numbers, and I'm given to understand they need to tune up just a little bit first. A couple of brief numbers from first the tune-up, gentlemen and lady, if you go ahead, and then I'll get your names and where you're from, and we'll see what you'll be performing. Turning their pages now. Maybe I can get some names now. Name and instrument and school, please.
Oh, yeah. Eric Glassrud. I'm a tuba player from Edison High School.
Thanks, Eric. And?
Madeline Gekezian, trombone from University High School.
Thanks, Madeline. Oh, a familiar face here because he was also in the quintet. But once again, Andrew?
Andrew Young, French horn, Bullard High School.
And trumpet?
Vincent Shaka, trumpet, Clovis West High School.
All high school musicians from the Fresno Philharmonic Youth Orchestras. And do you need the tune-up time now? We have just a second.
Yeah.
Very good. And the first number we will hear, very brief, Praise the Lord, All You Nations, from J.S. Bach. Is that correct?
No, La Renaissance from the Fireworks.
Oh, okay. I'll give it the English pronunciation. The Renaissance from the music for the Royal Fireworks from Handel first. There are the fireworks music from Handel, and now we will hear the selection from Bach. Again, the Gigabyte Brass Quartet from the Fresno Philharmonic Youth Orchestras. Lady and gentlemen, if you will. Thank you. And so concludes this Young Artist Spotlight program in this, our 15th season. We've just heard from the youth orchestras of Fresno members who comprise the Brass Quartet, and before that, the Woodwind Quintet, and before that, if you missed it, by the way, be sure to check the website for what you did miss, and that would be Aaron Schofield, violin, at the beginning of this program. Now, next week, the harp. Two soloists here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Then the final week, our end of April and end of series tradition of hosting the Fresno Musical Club Award winners. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and from the Bonner Family Foundation. Scheduling, Christina Herrick and Bea Barman, and our thanks, as always, to all of the institutions, artists, and their parents and teachers who have been cooperating. Production support for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason.